that if you give a good singer party, then I can go for preaching. Otherwise, why shall go? That body is nothing, soul is everything, and the mind is nothing, the body is nothing, soul is everything, Krishna is everything. These technical words, there are none to attend. So what is the necessity of going to preach? Then Guru Maharaj told, you go and speak to the world and hear yourself. Yourself here and speak to the world. That was his plane of thinking. So with so earnestness he came to push the divine news to the world. Don't come back. Go and speak to the world and hear you listen to yourself. With so much earnestness he came to preach. Not only by preaching, in any way, pushing, go, push on with Krishna consciousness. The exhibition, the explanation, the lecture, even any quarrel, even to going in the court, all possible things should be captured and must be engaged in any way with Krishna consciousness. Even the court, leaders and the judge, they must be engaged with Krishna consciousness, talking about Krishna consciousness. They should be forced to do that. Yeah. Approach everywhere with Krishna consciousness. Stop the worldly activity. And everywhere, the talk of Krishna in some form or other. That's it. That's what I think. And his last day in Puri, I told him when he was alone, I am alone with him, Prabhupada, what you have done for the propaganda of Mahaprabhu, of the Krishna Kirtan, so far no acharya has done. So. Do you think like that? He told me. Do you think like that? Yes, I see. The exhibition, the chanting of the scriptures, the lecturing, going to the court, and anywhere and everywhere you try to push with Krishna consciousness, everywhere. Wholesale opposition to the Maya. The Maya movement. The flow of Maya must be stopped and Krishna consciousness will flow everywhere. That is your object. They paralyze the activity of Maya, bringing Krishna consciousness everywhere. Go. That is life and this is death. To cultivate misconception means to cultivate death. Mortality, changefulness, that is death. And to live means to cultivate about Krishna, the supplier, the center of supply of all vitality. All this. No gravity and the necessity of any no importance of the mic world. Even if you say there is a fire burning, I shall first put up the fire and then I shall come to join the Krishna Kirtan. No. If the whole world is burned to ashes, you've sold, you have got no loss. No loss. Rather, if you are saved from the conception of this material world, you gain. The whole world may be burned to ashes. You are not affected in any way. All your necessity is in the holy feet of Krishna. With such revolutionary instruction he came out to preach. Don't lose any time. When there is fire, I must extinguish it and then coming and joining you in Krishna Krishna. No, no. Praise be one. That is your enemy. The material conception is your enemy. You are sold. With oversold, you have got your healthy connection. And this is your enemy that dragged you down to this material conception of life and death and the disease and the infirmity. Do you follow? That was his spirit. Born with Krishna. Same. All devoured by Maya and death. Misconception means death. Miscalculation means death. They are separating me from Swami Maharaj. They are committing the suicide. Common interest. I am not separated from Swami Maharaj. Those that are seeing like that, they are committing suicide. Can you think this?
What is that?
It's too much. Too much to swallow this pill. They committed suicide. A ludicrous thing.
They may have committed suicide. We also have come here to commit suicide. We've come here to die to live. It is also suicide.
Suicide in what sense?
Die to live means suicide die? Also.
Yes, that is the give up the undesirable the body cover. That is not soul proper. You are not properly represented there. Die to live. Die means give up your ego. And the inner golden self will come out. Die to live means die as you are. As you are at present, die. The whole conception of your own self, all false. Newborn, new birth. You have to have, and that you will find that your real self is in that plane of immortality. And die, but the other part, to live, you eliminate that person. Die means suicide, and to live, why do you exclude that? Vidyate hridaya granthi chiddante sarva samsaya kiyanti chasya karmani vai drishti hiratmani. Most revolutionary thought. Especially the second point. Chiddante sarva samsaya. All the doubts will be cleared. Is it possible? I thought it is impossible. When the Gaudiya Math people in the beginning, they told like that, that their instructions are absolute. Ignoring all the advices that are coming from so many missions and so many places. Reject all Sarva Dharman Parityaj. And what we say, take it. Very, very, very. Dambhik kiti wala, dambhik, proud. So much proud, papto is proud. All else, all, they are all false. And what they say, no, that is the only truth, absolute truth. How it is possible? Then of course I had, I already knew, I came to this sloka of Bhagavatam. Siddhanti Sattva Samsaya, that came to my mind. Yes, it is already there in Bhagavatam. And in the Upanishad also, Jasmin Gyanti Sattvamidam Vipyatam Bhavati, Jasmin Prapti Sattvamidam Praptam Bhavati, Tad Vidhi, that's also. That is something, if we get that, we get everything. If we know the Him, we know everything. It is in the Upanishad, it is in Srimad Bhagavatam. And there, saying from the same plane. If it is possible for me to come to such an universal plane of knowledge, then it is a wonderful thing. First with objection and then with this process I came to. And then I gradually I found yes, it is real. It is possible. Siddhanti sarva samsaya. Vidyate hridaya granthi. The entanglement that is within us, that will be untied. And the universal necessity of my own life, that will come to disclose itself. I am such and such. This is already tied down. See, the inner tendency of our heart is sealed and it will be broken. It will come out with this golden state, I am such and such. And so all the doubts will be cleared. The Kiyanti Jasya Varmani. All necessity of energizing, to spend energy and to acquire things, that will also evaporate. Everything is there. Everything is there, nothing to be acquired. Such a plane will be open to me. And I shall find I am a member of that plane of opulence, of infinite. Revolutionary. The most revolutionary. Maximilla told, what is in the treasury of Upanishad in India? If the whole treasure is distributed to the whole world will be rich, will be enriched, but nothing will be lost in the storehouse of India. The whole world will be unleashed, but India will still remain as the richest. That Upanishad, the knowledge is such there. Max Muller taught, German scholar. What is the, what wealth is within the store of Upanishad? The whole world may be overpaid, and not a part will be lost. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. He is such, God is such, the fulfillment is such. Searching for Him, that means all these things, fullest satisfaction. What satisfaction, how much we can know, we can calculate. What degree of satisfaction we can calculate, very meager. We shall find, our Guru Maharaj used to say, with this example, that a boy is born in the dark prison house. Now, from outside, one gentleman, one boy is going to him and asking him, oh, come, I shall show you the sun. Yes, sun. I said, he will take the candle. No necessity of candle to see. Am I a fool? Nothing can be seen without the help of the candle, without the light. Then he would drag him out, see the psalm. Oh, by the psalm's light we can see anything, everything. But such wonderfulness will come to a soul in bondage while coming in connection with that Brahma, that Krishna, God conception, Baba. All wonder. Atma parigyanamayu vivadu jhasti jinasti sti vidatmanishta vyattho vinoivu parameta pungsaṁ matta paramishta dhyam saluka. Self-evolvent. It does not depend on any other thing to make himself known. But still there is a section always that cannot have any conception of that was the reason. But if this is the defect in them, sun is self-evident, but the owls cannot see, there are so many animals cannot see the light. They must be cured. To them only sun is known, no existence of the sun, because no existence of eye. Matta paramishtadhyam. To a particular section, the question is whether God is or God is not. In a particular subsection, the smallest part of the section. And that will always continue. That will continue always, because that particular section will continue. That does not mean that a section cannot see, so then cannot be sun. It is not. He is self-evident. He has the power of falling into the all. So agyan jimiram dhasya gyanam jana salakaya chokshuru nimilitam jana. The duty of the Guru to remove the cataract from the eyes. That ignorance. See, the cataract is removed and they can see. Oh, Gaur Hari Gaur. No more story. I like to retire. Man says, one can go with fresh memory of Krishna. The doctors, they are also taught a good lesson.
See, Dr. Guha doesn't like me.
You accused him to be a demon?
Yeah, because he came up to me and he told me one evening. Yeah. I told him, why did you cut my appendix? You took the appendix away. You think you're better than Krishna? I said, you think Krishna is have no reason for putting the appendix? He said, well, you have your philosophy, but we have our medicine to cure people, he said. I said, do not undermine my God, I said to him. So he was very angry. because I'm questioning about taking the appendix, you know.
You are my patient, you are not my professor.
Yeah, I said you may have the material education. I said the doctor, DR, is the one branch of the biggest knowledge that given by Krishna. I told him that is only one branch. I said there's many branches of studies. The root is Krishna. He's the
treatment of you and not to be taught a lesson from you.
Yeah, he said to me that you have a big mouth. He told me you are patient, you're not like a patient.
But I am not an ordinary patient. You are a bhakta.
I said that anything to do with Krishna and you're telling that appendix is not necessary, then I must challenge you. I said, I must challenge you because it's God has put everything for human being, and because of your little knowledge of doctor, I said, you have come up and telling me, because his Dr. Bhumi told me that Krishna has done the operation for you. Then I told Dr. Bhumi, you are no more doctor. Then he said, what? I said, you have become more than a doctor by giving the credits to the person who belongs to. See, last time we went, he didn't charge any money. Last time today.
Yes. Lalita Saptami.
Lalita Saptami.
The day of participation of my Parabrahma Jivanam. Bhadre Sita Saptami. Where he met in Vajradham, requested me to judge his own party. And Vajrastha Nishtha Vatavina Vitat. And when they come, yes, admit me. At once he is giving admission. Come. Join the service of Radharani, Guru. Jan kaam abhi bhaja puri bhaja bhanu jaya prekha svapakha parvim aniruddha maan Svajjastha dhishtya ghataneena pitarthayante Devim gunai shulayetam yurizam. To look after the interest of Radharani, so intense attention is never found anywhere. Even sometimes he's chastising Krishna boldly. That's all. The side of the taking risk to blame Krishna. You do not know. You do not know the dignity of my mistress. You are undervalued. Krishna, you are undervalued. So this is simple. Is such. The other than the interest is the highest of consciousness. These things is an over dream to us. Such position is possible. She felt ashamed. What does she say about me? So much. So dignity of mind towards the true Krishna. She has uneasiness. But due to the desire, don't go further. Due to the very bad. No, you sit quiet. You don't know your interest. I am your leader. I know what is your interest, your position. At the cost of my life, I can't tolerate that your dignity should be minimized in any way, never. That is the spirit. That is the Samudamada Navaya Navadibhila is Nadita. Constant companion of Mahaprabhu. Fully. Scholar, high class of scholar, and also a good singer, and only listening without consideration. This is a simple service of the servant. And Pandit is coming, so the downer is there. And in lower service, so the downer is there. Everywhere. Mahaprabhu has gone, has been lost. The inquirer flies in the whole night. All down now with a lantern, he is moving along the seashore. And he is behind. All down. About Lalita Devi and Radha. Sanja, written by Rupa Goswami about Lalita Devi.
Radha
Mukunda Pada Sambhava Dharma Bindu Nidman Chanubhita Riva Lakhaan Adhita Vakshanya Bhadya
Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Dharma Bindu Nidman Chanubhita Riva Lakhaan
Uttunga Bhakti Sabasat Prasalva Devinganeshwara Ritaan Lalita. Rupa Swami has composed a song in praise of Lalita Devi. How is she the first attendant of Radhara? In inauguration, he says, Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Bhakti. Lalita Devi is a little aggressive in nature, pushing and meddling any affairs which is connected with Sri Radha Krishna. He goes to interfere. She thinks it is her responsibility. of all the affairs connecting them. So he goes to interfere with anything, any connection of Radha Krishna or what. Little Uddhava is aggressive in nature, intolerant. But Rupa Goswami is justified. How? Radha Mukunda Padasambhava Varma Bindu Nirman Sarupakrani Ketaniya Lakha. What is the standard of his love and sacrifice about Radha Krishna? He says, if a drop she finds in the foot either of Radha Rani or Krishna, Radha Mukunda Padasambhava Gharma Binda, a drop of sweat, if she finds on the foot of any one of them, as if with millions of bodies, with so much eagerness it jumps to remove that drop of sweat. So much affection she bears about both of them. At the bottom of his aggression and interference of any affairs connecting them, at the bottom is such a great affection, deep affection, and that justifies all his activity. He is the leader accepted by the whole group of Radha Krishna. He is the leader. And the standard of his love or affection she bears towards that couple is of such standard. I can't tolerate a drop of sweat in the foot of that divine dancer. From that level she walks. Nirmanchanu vikarani kisadiha lakha. As if millions of bodies she wants to create to remove that drop. Sweat. Can't tolerate any trouble. This trouble. Uttunga-sohita-vishita-vasātra-garbhāṁ. But she is very aggressive and talkative and goes forward to interfere anything and everything as if he is mad of leadership. But that is at the bottom of the great concern for them. Justification is there. Uttunga vishesha vasat, sometimes chastising Radha Rani herself. Krishna do not know how to behave with Krishna. What I to do, I am teaching you. You sit here in this way. Don't try to be available so cheap to Krishna. You must be careful of your own dignity. In this way, see, Radharani also, as her guardian, your little lower in age, younger, little younger, but still he takes the caretaker of the other, always forward to look at that. The cause of brother, to espouse the cause of brother, and always that allowed. And always think herself responsible for the whole affairs concerning death. Sometimes she goes to chastise Krishna also. You don't know the dignified position, but the dignified love my friend has got towards you. You undermine that, I can't allow you. In this way, it is all from our mundane plane, ununderstandable thing. We are creatures of a brain of lust, similar, but great and great difference between the two. Only one is perverted reflection of the other. The opposite. One brain and the highest sacrifice, and this last is gross sense pleasure. North Pole and South Pole, the distance like that. Just opposite. We are mad with this lust here, lust fullness. But such madness is also, it is the effect, perverted. It is in the original, and that is pure and noble, because the sacrifice at the bottom, self-forgetful sacrifice, reckless sacrifice for the satisfaction of the prime cause autocrat, whose extent cannot be calculated, intensity can never be calculated, cannot come in calculation. That is plain. Heart must sacrifice. The renunciation, that is very a pale thing to that service, sacrifice. Renunciation, liberation, salvation, only to come out of the negative aspect of life. But the positive life, the life of sacrifice, the acme, is to be found there. Lalita Devi's position is such. She thinks as the guardian of Radharani. I am her guardian. I can't allow to minimize this great divine love and sacrifice. She stands guarantee. Even to Krishna, not to speak of other persons in the ordinary public market. But to Krishna, it is also most valuable and make it rare. valuable and rare Sajid Radharani's sacrifice in love, that intensity and dignity. Unthinkable, unknown and unknowable. Only we have to conjecture and the ideal. But if we think that we have got that, it is finished. We have got somewhere. It is such a thing, Arusha. It can never be caught by any force of our level. The mind, the intelligence. Avang manasugu jara. It exists transcending our mental speculation and also the consideration of our judiciousness. But still it exists. So Nisa Devi is of that importance, unique importance he has got in the Leela of Krishna, the guardian of the Leela. The Radhas, she friends of Radharani, some are neutral spirits, Krishna and Radha, some little partial towards Krishna. But she is 100% partial towards the Radharani's cause. This is Radhikadi. Her birthday, the day of her appearance, was just before that of Radharani, the day before yesterday. And yesterday was the day of appearance of Radharani herself. We are told that she was found to float in a lotus. She was taken. Her father was childless. Vishwanara, a chief. Gopa chief, the cowkeeper's chief, chief cowkeeper, no giant. But suddenly he found one day that in the lake on the lotus, one beautiful girl, but eyes closed. He found it and it took her. The girl was very beautiful, perfect, but eyes are closed. That Vishwan Raj had friendship with Nanda Maharaj. He was also cowkeeper chief, Nanda Maharaj. Some grazing ground.